Blog Talk Radio.
I heard him say, you brought me from a mighty long way, and now today I can testify that I believe it. On my way, I realize he's the one who kept me. When the storms of life arise, sleepless nights and desperate cries, he has captured every tear, assuring me. Yeah.
Christian Podcast Network, your global transformation station. Good evening, everyone. I'm Bishop Shalene Cook, founder and executive producer of the Spirit Alive Network. And this is Prayer Changes Things for this Wednesday, June the 7th, 2021. Hallelujah. I would like to welcome you to Prayer Changes Things. And right now, we are going to get it started with a word of prayer. And we are going to get right on into this wonderful program that we have in store for you this evening. Won't you bow your heart with me? Most gracious and heavenly Father, we come now just praising and glorifying your holy name simply because we know, hallelujah, that you hear every prayer that we pray, Lord, and that our prayers will change things. I want to thank you for our beautiful woman of God that will be joining us, Father God, to share her testimony, hallelujah, and to testify to just that. Prayer does change things. So, Lord God, I just pray that you bless our program, you bless our listeners, that they will receive a blessing from you, hallelujah, that will cause them to live a more abundant life in you. And if somebody doesn't know you in the pardon of their sin, we just pray that today would be the day that they change their eternal address. I pray this and all other things in the mighty, matchless name of Jesus. Amen, and to God be the glory. Okay, saints, this is Prayer Changes Things, and we know that we serve a God that answers prayer. And that's what we're talking about here tonight before we get into our actual prayer meeting. Many times we ask for prayer. We ask for people to stand in prayer with us, but we never really go back to let them know whether or not that prayer was ever answered. And it is very important for the saints of God to know that when we pray, that God hears and he moves on our behalf. We need to know that we are effective prayers. Hallelujah. So on tonight, I have asked very lovely prophetess Kathleen Holloway to come forth because she is going to testify to how prayer changed some things in her life. So won't you please give your undivided attention now to Prophetess Kathleen Holloway. Praise God.
God bless you, Bishop. I just give God all the praise, the glory, and the honor tonight. Your testimony, okay, prayer changes things for real. This is my testimony of 2020, last year. I called 2020 my year of pain, prayer, and purpose in that order. Because even though I was praying, I have a prayer life, I was praying. But when that pain came, that pain from last year, we'll talk a little bit about that, it threw me into a totally different prayer realm. It took me up some notches in prayer because I was crying out to God. Now, to begin with, last year when the pandemic started, at the beginning of the year and everything was closed down, I think the first week in March or the last week in February, I was working at a flower shop, the only one in town. God had given me favor with the owner and all the people that work there, the people in that building. God is so faithful. And I was a designer there, and I enjoyed it so much. When the pandemic was declared, the owner had said that if any of us felt that it was necessary for us to stay at home, that we could and he would understand. So moving forward into March, on March 19th, it was a Thursday. Of course, that was my last day working there regularly. And I was there on that Thursday, and I said inside myself, of course, that I was not taking off, because I really enjoyed what I was doing. I was finally in a job that I really enjoyed, and I had favor. I kind of called it my happy place at times. And I wasn't afraid of some so-called pandemic. That's what I'm thinking back then. So I went home that day. It was Thursday. By Saturday, God began to deal with me and speak to me, and I'm thinking, oh, no, this couldn't be God, because I'm really enjoying this place. So my next day to come in was the following Tuesday, and on that day, I woke up to pray and get myself ready for work. And Apostle, instead of him saying, good morning, dear, he says, Isaiah 26:20. And I knew it was important. I read it. And immediately I knew God was speaking to me, because it said, come, my people, enter thou into my chambers and shut the doors about thee. Hide thyself as if it were for a little moment until the indignation be overpassed. So I got to the flower shop. I told him I wouldn't be in. He understood. It was about 2 weeks of quietness. I'm thinking, oh, I'm just going to have a little vacation. About that third week, which was the first week in April, that screaming pain started. And I know some of you are asking, what was the pain from? Well, my doctor prescribed medicine, of which I did not want to take, because me being a Googler, I found out that there were some side effects, and I wanted to just believe God for healing, healing in my back. Evidently, one that Esther was laying on a nerve, and it was causing me such pain. And I said, well, I just want to believe God for healing. But we'll get back with that in a few minutes. So anyway, it caused me to really cry out and scream out to God. Now, in June, the Holy Ghost tells me, now you call the flower shop owner, you tell them you can come back in September. But God had given me scriptures on 6 months, so September was the 6 months that I would be off work. And I was thinking, I'm going to be healed by then. Hallelujah. I'm going to show the evidence of healing, I might say. So the owner was excited and started telling me, if God told you to come back in 6 months, then he's going to invest and do some things. By the way, I was still in pain. Each day, I was either grabbing a heating pad or an ice pack. So when the pain started, I would apply either one, and I'd go quickly to the bedroom and lay down. Now, God loves us, and he does care about us. So he has some folks praying for me. And it was three in particular. The one lady would call me when she felt the pain, and she would go, I know you're in pain. I can feel it. God has shown it. She would pray for me. And pray for me and Apostle. And I knew it was God, because I hadn't told her. We can trust God, saints. And another young lady would text me during the night. I hadn't told her. And when God gave her the scripture declarations, she would share them with me. And then she would sometimes call during the day and pray as God led her. I knew God was leading these ladies. And another lady was there for me when I called her either late at night, early in the morning. She stepped up to the plate of prayer. I'm talking about prayer, and she could tell when I was feeling the prayer, because I would get relaxed and start talking, and she would always say, now, Prophetess, I think we need to both get some breath and go back to sleep. So I thank God for the prayers in there. Well, the first Monday in August, and I wasn't taking the medicine, and I was in such terrible pain until the next day. I knew I had an appointment with my primary care, so I said, I'm telling her, this is the day. I'm going on that medicine now, finally. And I started it that week, but the pain didn't stop right away, because the medicine had to take a buildup in my body. Now, we got to pray and see what God has provided provided for each one of our healing, and we got to do just that. And God had already provided that for me to do, but I wasn't doing it. And believe me, you're going to have to believe God whether you take medicine or you don't have to take the medicine or you don't take it. You're going to believe God anyway. And so anyway, going by September 1st, God released me to do something. I felt it in my spirit, and by the third week, I was still in pain, but my 6 months was over, and I called the flower shop to remind him of the 6 months, and I did so on that week, ending in the 19th, and I'm thinking, and we don't need to think, we just obey, because I'm saying, Father God, but I'm still in prayer, how am I going to go back? But he knew it was going to happen, but I obeyed God, called the owner, and the phone call went silent. And then he said, well, I'll call you back. And my flesh got into it. I said, when? And he said, well, if I don't call you, you call me. But upon hanging up the phone, I felt so detached from that shock. Mm. The next day, my spiritual daughter called from Louisiana, and she asked about the flower shop. I told her what happened, and she said, you know what that means? And I said, no, what does that mean? And she said, it's time to start your business. And I said, I'll pray about that. And she said, well, you do just that. So anyway, for the next 2 weeks, the Holy Ghost kept giving me messages to Joel Osteen, Bill Winston, and another preacher I didn't know. And yes, in the mouth of two or three witnesses, God will establish his word. I could not deny that God was speaking to me about starting my business. So you say, well, what happened to the 6 months and God told you to call the flower shop? It was up to the owner to say I could come back. God was saying I could come back then, but it was up to the owner. God knew what was going to happen, and the owner released me. So I was released, and God started talking. And I told Apostle every day about the messages, and I'm going to obey God, and I'm going to be legal, and I need a lawyer. And he said, well, we've been paying Legal Shield for years, so call them. And I did, and God moved. And they said they have a program, which they do call the launch program,
when yes,
the businesses
amen.
Are launching and they set up the businesses. So they said this was such a miracle. Don't pay us anything for 3 months for your regular payment while we work on the legal papers for your business. But when they asked me the name of the business, I was like, I'll call you back. God had given me that name about 5 years ago. We lived in Georgia, and the Holy Ghost confirmed it through Bill Winston on TV. I turned on one day, and first thing he said was, God is saying all I want you to do is make me a little garden. Now, that poked up my interest. About 10 minutes later, he's saying it's the Garden of Eden because God wants to bring Eden to the earth realm to reach souls. The name of the business is called Garden of Eden Florals. So God didn't take me out of the flower business. He changed it to mainly permanent floral arrangements. And God began to talk to me and tell me what to do and who to see. I'm like, Lord, I thank you. I'm still hurting. I began hearing this scripture in my spirit, and they were healed as they went. Some of us are going to be healed as we obey
God.
There
we go.
As we go and do what God is telling us to do. It has nothing to do with the money in our pocket, because God just brought it to a place where if we needed the money, we had the money.
Yeah.
Whatever we were going to do, God was making it fit our pocket. He gave us favor in different places.
Yes.
Even the places the two places that I would go to for to get containers and the permanent florals. They didn't know why they were doing it, giving me things for free. And to God be the glory. And so at this point, I'm saying in November that I was still in prayer and God gave me the scripture. They were healed as they went. And at first, I didn't want to tell my prayer warriors because I'm thinking they're not going to want to pray for me if I'm saying I'm already healed or I'm, you know, I was in. But
no, we just
got to
pray on.
They still pray. They still prayed for me. And I just thank God. I thank God for all of you that prayed for me. And even last year, I think during June, July, we got a special prayer meeting. And Bishop Cook lifted up the elders and each one of the Spirit Alive family. And we were in that prayer.
Yes,
God,
you always.
So good. Whatever God has promised you, he's going to do it. Just obey him. Just be obedient. Had nothing to do with how you feel and what your pocket looked like and your bank account. Just step out. Move out in faith. Start making phone calls and obey God. So that is how God brought me out of 2020. And on January 1st of 2021, the first, second, and third, I kept saying, Lord, my body feels different.
Hallelujah.
I'm different. All that screaming, what I call screaming pain, is gone.
Right, right.
And I praise God. I praise God. I praise God for the testimony. And it's all for his glory, that God is multiplied and glorified. And I know it says somebody. So I praise God for whoever my testimony touched. God bless you, Bishop.
God bless you, Prophetess. Oh, what a beautiful testimony. And it should, you know what? If this testimony didn't touch you and you were a child of God, you dead. Okay, because see, she just came back and told us, not only does prayer change things, she reminded us of a few things. See, she reminded us that we should already know God wants us healthy and whole, and sometimes he's going to heal us as we go. So we have to walk in that healing and praise him for that healing, walk in that obedience regardless of how our bodies feel. And then she reminded us that God is a provider, because no matter what, she might have not saw the plan clearly. She might have not understood all the pieces, but God was constantly laying down the foundation, constantly providing, constantly moving behind the scenes to make sure everything worked completely and totally for her good. All because she kept going to God in prayer. You know, at every level, I heard Prophetess say, you know, I kept on praying, and I wanted the saints to keep on praying too, because we have to pray expecting God to move. So I want to thank you, Prophetess, for coming back and telling us about answered prayer, because as I have said, so many people, they, oh, won't you pray for me, pray for me, pray for me, pray for me. And then God does a miraculous thing in their life, or he answers that prayer, and the saints never hear about it. Never hear about it. And we, you know, this is a time that we can come together and just start shouting praise and God saying, if he did it for Prophetess, he'll do it for me. If he healed Prophetess, he'll heal me. If he could bless Prophetess to move from being in a position of service to serving, you made a wonderful, wonderful helper. Now it's time for us to switch those roles up. The first shall be last, the last shall be first. That's just not a concept that's going to come to pass in heaven. It's right now. She just told you. God took her and elevated her into doing a new thing, her own thing, for his glory. So we're going to continue to pray, because if the world ever needed anything right now, it is fervent, sincere prayer. So if you have a prayer request, I do have some servant leaders in the house. If you have a prayer request and you're sitting in the chat room, you can make your type in your prayer request, make it known. Hallelujah. But I'm also going to be asking the saints that are present, the servant leaders that are present here in the studio with me. I'm going to ask them to right now settle and bring our thoughts under captivity, because we want you to, they are going to lead us in prayer. It is very important that we as servant leaders not only tell people to pray, but we must lead them in prayer. We must make sure that people know how to pray. We must make sure that they know that when we say we pray for them, that we truly are praying for them. Prayer changes things. And one of the most loving things that we can do for anyone is to pray for them. So once again, Prophetess, I want to thank you for that beautiful testimony about your business. Hallelujah, and how God changed things around for you. But right now, I'm going to go and I'm going to begin to ask the servant leaders of God to just really let the Lord use you. And we're just going to, you know, take our concerns, our petitions to the Lord in prayer, because, hallelujah, what the world needs now is a whole lot of love and a whole lot of prayer. So I'm going to begin with Apostle J. Leon Travis. I know that my sister is moving, but she prays while she drives all the time. I know, I've heard her do it. Hallelujah. So, Prophetess, Prophetess Kathleen, you're going to come in next, and then I'm going to go to one of the apostles. Amen. So I just want you to be, you know, to know that, you know, you're getting ready to pray, so let the Lord, the Holy Spirit, speak to you. So we're going to start with you, Apostle Jay.
Amen. Bless God and Father. We just come to you right now in the name of Jesus. We glorify you and we magnify you, oh God. We just know that you are God Almighty. Father, first of all, so that the enemy can't stand in the way, we repent of any sin that we've done, Father, knowing and unknown.
Lord.
Father God, we just come to you right now with an open heart. We yield to you, Father God. We said, not our will, but thy will be done on earth as it is already established
Hallelujah.
In heaven. So now that it's established in heaven, we're asking that you would bring heaven down to us, oh God. We ask that the
Lord.
Gates of our hearts, the gates of our homes, the gates of our cities, the gates of our family, the gates of our ministries, the gates of government,
yes,
Father
Lord.
God, the gates of education, Father, the gates
yes,
of finances,
Lord,
even in the military, Father God, that the gates of law enforcement and the healthcare industry, that they swing
yes.
wide open to allow righteousness to come in, oh God. We thank
yes.
you right now, Father God, that righteousness and holiness will flood our hearts, flood our cities, and flood our nations and our leaders, oh God. We're asking that the church be brought back to the place where we're supposed to be, starting from home, oh God. We thank you right now for every blessing and every petition that we have laid before you, because we link up together and we hold each other up. And Father, we touch and agree for everything that we need for healing, oh God, because your word says that by the stripes of Jesus that we are healed.
Yes.
And Father, we confess it. We decree and declare it. Father, we superimpose the word of God over and against
yes.
every curse of Satan. We superimpose healing over sickness. We superimpose
yes.
Financial prosperity over lack and brokenness, oh God. We superimpose holiness, Father God, over those with broken hearts, Father God, in the name
yes.
of Jesus. We superimpose wisdom right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that we will have the right mindset to do
yes,
your will
Lord.
In the earth, Father God. We superimpose obedience over rebellion and disobedience,
yes,
oh God.
Lord.
We superimpose truth over lies, oh God, and deceit
yes,
and deception,
Jesus.
Oh God. And for everything that the enemy has taken from us, oh God, we command that it be returned to us
sevenfold, oh God, because the enemy
has been
identified as the one who comes to kill, steal, and destroy. So we take back,
sir.
We pursue, and recover all, Father. We come for this generation, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Let every child that has been given a lie by the enemy, whether it be through books, whether it be through the government, telling them that they can change their sex when they were born,
they
were a man.
We pray against that spirit.
They're going to be a man, oh God. We decree that they come to themselves, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Those prayer warriors that are praying in silence, Lord God, we ask for an outbreak of praise to tear down every demonic
Jericho
wall that keeps your will from entering in, oh God. We just thank you right now for Spirit of Alive Network and for every servant leader that is upon this network, that we touch and agree in your will, your way, and in your word, Lord. Let it be done unto us according to thy word, oh God. Let thy will be done, and thy kingdom come, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen, and glory to God. Okay, Prophetess Kathleen, come on back in the room, my love.
Praise you, Jesus. Father God, we just thank you tonight. We thank you, Father God, that prayer does change things. And Father God, we just ask that you would touch souls all over the world, Father God. And God, that you would stir up your intercessors and prayer warriors, God. Take our minds off the things of the world and put our mind on you and to intercede for the world, Father God, to intercede for our government, God. Stir up your people today, Father God, to lay it all down before you, God, in the name of Jesus.
Jesus.
Help us, Father God, that we believe and obey your word, oh God, in the name of Jesus, God, that you will have your way today. Have your way on this prayer line, Father God. God, in the name of Jesus, God. Father God, that you will heal the sick. Touch and deliver, God, in the name of Jesus.
Lord God.
Save, Father God. Save those that are on heroin, Father God.
Touch
people everywhere, God. Your deliverance power, oh God.
In the name
of Jesus. Father God, touch those in third world countries, Father God. Oh God, in the name of
Jesus.
Father God, you know those religions, Father God, that are not yours, oh God. Touch the healed, set free. Touch the wounded heart, God, in the name of
Jesus.
Heal the wounded heart. Heal the bereaved, oh God, in the name of
Jesus.
Bring comfort, oh God, and peace, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, God, we thank you. God, we thank you. We praise you for what you're doing right now. We thank you in the name of Jesus. Father God,
we will
be careful to give you all of the praise,
the glory,
and the honor. In the name of Jesus Christ, your son. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen, amen, and keep it right on going, Apostle Holloway.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, the God of heaven, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us, God, this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us, O God, not into fear, but from evil. God is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever and ever. Father God, we thank you. Father God, we praise you. Father God, we glorify you. Lord, we magnify you, God, that you are the great I am, the everlasting Prince of Peace.
Jesus. Hallelujah, God.
We
worship
you. That you look high and you look low. You go out through all the land in the behalf of those who are upright before you. God, in the name of Jesus, we lifting up every soul, God, in the name of Jesus around the world that has been ostracized and criticized, oh God. We lifting up the martyrs, oh God, all around the world, God, that are being persecuted, God, and killed, God. And Lord God, we lifting them up, oh God, that you heal them, oh God. In the name of Jesus, from the earth, and protecting God. And we apply the blood of Jesus over there. That no weapon against them, and every tongue that rises in judgment, thou hast condemned in Jesus' name.
Yes, Lord God.
That you've given them rest in every side, that there need to be adversary, no evil appearance, oh God. In the name of Jesus. And Father God, we thank you that you disappoint the devices of the crafty, that the crafty's hands cannot perform the enterprise against the people, God. In the name of Jesus, Father God, we thank you that you are the great I am, and there is nothing too hard for thee. God, we
thank you,
Jesus. That, Lord, all we have to do is come to you and fall on our knees and speak to you and converse with you and to tell our story to you, and you will work it out. God, we thank you, Father.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Father God, we thank you, oh God, that you will heal the hurt and the bereaved, oh God, who've lost family members in this pandemic. God, in the name of Jesus.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
God,
church
thank
Jesus.
You, God, that you are a healer, that you are a way maker, God, in the name of Jesus. So, God, thank you, Lord. Lord, we thank you that you, oh God, have done what you've done, oh God, that we, by Jesus' stripes, we were healed. For you were wounded for our transgressions. You was bruised for our iniquities. And
yes, you were, Lord.
Upon you. And with your stripes, we were healed. God, we are healed. We're walking in divine
Jesus.
Health and divine
thank healing, you,
God,
Jesus.
As we decree, God, you say, God, in your word, we decree things, and it shall be established unto us, oh God. We thank you, Father, that we
thank
can
you, Lord.
Decree things. God, and you say, call those things that be not as they were. So, God, we call it into existence. We call it health.
Right now, Jesus, we thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
In the name of Jesus. And, Father God, all they got to do is reach up and grab. In the name of Jesus, I walk with that. Believe and trust God. For God who said, oh God, Proverbs 3:5, trust in the Lord with all thy heart and lean not to thy own understanding. In all the ways acknowledge him, and he shall, not in might, but he shall direct thy path. So,
amen.
Thank you, God.
Thank you, Lord.
By your spirit. We thank you, Lord, and we give you all praise. We give you all glory and honor. In the matchless name of Jesus we pray. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you. Evangelist Leola, keep it moving. Come on in the room. Just come on in the room. Hallelujah. Lord, we thank you. Apostle Zeta, Mother Apostle, I know you in the room. Come on in the room and let the Spirit move you.
Hallelujah. Glory
thank
to God.
You, Jesus.
Hallelujah. I wasn't
thank
blessed
you,
to come on in the very beginning, but I know how to pray.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We thank you for the blessings of this day.
Yes,
we thank
Lord.
You for how you have taken care of us on this day. We thank you for all the provisions that have been made for us. We thank you, hallelujah, that you are yet moving. Hallelujah. And we just thank you, Lord, for gifting us. We thank you for our callings. We thank you for our talents. We thank you for everything, Lord, that you have given us. Hallelujah. And we just look to you for you, Lord, to lead and guide us by your Holy Spirit, that we may continue to do the things that you have called us to do. We come against
Lord
all
God.
Hindrances tonight, every setback. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
We come against all of these tactics that Satan uses against us in order to attempt to prevent us from doing the very things that you have called us to do.
Yes.
Hallelujah. We're asking, Lord, that you would allow us to stand fast, be unmovable.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Continue with our armor on each day. Hallelujah, that we can withstand, hallelujah, all the tricks and plots that Satan attempts to come against us with, because he comes as a roaring lion, but he is not one.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And we thank you, hallelujah, for the power, hallelujah, that we have from on high, the power that you have given us, that you have granted
Jesus.
Us. We thank you, hallelujah, that we can walk in your power and we can walk in your authority, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah. And when we do, Satan has to move, hallelujah.
Yes, he does.
So we just thank you. We thank you when we praise you, Holy Spirit. We thank you for your guidance, hallelujah. We thank you for continuing to lead us in the name of Jesus. We just praise you tonight. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. I lift up tonight, hallelujah, those that have fallen away from grace.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Those, Lord, that don't yet know you in the pardoning of their sins. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We lift them up all over. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. All over the world. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Because we know that you desire, hallelujah, that everybody be saved. Hallelujah.
Yes.
We know it's your greatest desire. So, Lord, we pray
Lord.
That you will continue to help us, strengthen us, hallelujah, that we may bring souls into your kingdom. Hallelujah.
Yes,
especially in these last and evil days.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. Help us, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, in the mighty name of Jesus.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Lord.
Bless us to go forth in your power, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Yes.
That we may speak a word of wisdom. Hallelujah. That we may cause somebody, hallelujah, to want to turn, hallelujah, from their ways and to live in the way that you would have them to be. The way that you would have them to go in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. That they would have a better life, a more prosperous life. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. And we thank you. Thank you for it, Lord. We thank you. We thank you for using us. Hallelujah. And Lord, I want to lift up the fallen leaders. Hallelujah. Because when leaders have fallen, hallelujah, they usually take somebody else down with them. So I just lift them up tonight, Lord, hallelujah, that you would touch, hallelujah, that you would turn them around, that they would have a mind, hallelujah, to walk upright before you once again in Jesus' name, in the mighty name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah.
Yes,
those
amen.
That are walking in their own way, doing what they want to do. Hallelujah. I pray in the name of Jesus that you will cause them to come to their knees, Lord. Hallelujah. And to repent. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, in the mighty name of Jesus, that they would be concerned. Hallelujah. About their members, concerned about the lost. Hallelujah. Concerned about those that are around them that are needy. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. That they will change and make a difference. Hallelujah. Not in their own lives, but those that are following them. In Jesus' name. And we just thank you. We praise you. I lift up the Spirit of Life Ministries tonight, as well as the leader, Bishop Charlene Cook,
bless
hallelujah,
you.
And those that are listening in on this prayer channel tonight, in Jesus' name, hallelujah, hallelujah. Let hope be instilled in Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Yes, amen, and to God be the glory, hallelujah. Father God, I just come before your throne of grace, touching and agreeing with the saints of God. And Lord, as I especially touch and agree with Apostle Zeta about our fallen servant leaders, Lord, I'm praying, we're praying for them even harder because they do affect so many, and so many eyes are upon them.
So, Father God, I pray that they would allow you to restore that zeal and that conviction that they had.
Yes, Lord.
We pray that you would restore, Father God, a right thinking. We pray, Lord God, that they would allow you to remove every residue of pride, because your holy word says everything you to use everything that you are and that you have to stand against pride.
Yes, Lord.
And Lord, we don't want to see them mislead your people. And Father, we pray for those who feel like they are in a right standing. My Lord, help them to remain humble, oh God.
Yes.
Help them to do things as you would have them to do it. Father, the time for one-upmanship, the time for playing games, the time for wanting to sound spiritual without blessing your people has been over.
God.
So, Father, I pray that you would give every called-out servant leader a burning, yearning desire to reach your people for you, your way. Lord, I pray in the name
Lord.
Of Jesus for those that are out there tonight with nowhere to go. Lord, I pray that they would look to the hills from which cometh their help and understand that you are always their refuge. No matter whether they have a roof over their head or not. And if they just trust you, believe in you.
Yes, Lord.
You will show up and come through. Lord, we pray for all those young people out there tonight that are not clothed in their right mind due to alcohol and drugs.
Jesus.
We pray for them and their parents, Lord God. We pray that parents would come to themselves, and begin to train up their children as they should be trained up, and not depend on the government or the schools or even the preachers to raise their children. But you have commanded that we train up our children in the way that they should go. Lord, I pray that the saints of God will really understand that you have not changed your mind about putting the wicked in hell. So we cannot sit up in church and play church. We must come to you as little children, repentant of our sins. So, Lord, let your people repent. Let us repent and then turn away from forever those issues that separate us from you. Lord, I pray in the name of Jesus that your Holy Spirit would be allowed to just have his way in the hearts of your people so that we might pray. We can speak in tongues. We can communicate with you, Father God. We will love one another, serve one another, accept one another, honor one another, Lord God, because that's what walking in righteousness means to you. Lord, let us stop living holy with a twist. May we really turn our attentions to the things that you would have us to do and take our eyes off of what other people are doing. Lord, I just pray that your conviction would come through in a way that there would be an outpouring of revival in the hearts of all men. I pray, Lord God, that your love would come through in a way that people would be moved to change their hearts, their minds, policies, Lord. Everything that needs to be changed in order to bring about equality and unity. And Father, I thank you in advance because I know if it's in your word, it's in your will. So I just thank you for it all, Father God. And I continue to glorify your holy name. In Jesus' holy and righteous name, I do pray it all. Amen. And to God be the glory. Saints of God, I just got a very special prayer request. Hallelujah. That we are going to honor. Father God, we are praying for one of our own in the name of Jesus. We come lifting up Sister Viola to you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. We come lifting up Michelle to you in the name of Jesus. We come lifting up Pastor Jeffrey Scott to you in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
Father God, we know that you sit high and you look low and you know every need. Hallelujah. We know that you sit high and you look low. And Father God, you have said that when we cry out to you as your children, you hear us and you move on our behalf. So Lord God, we just pray that you touch their bodies, Lord, in a mighty way so they can feel your healing power right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, I just pray that you would touch those breaking hearts, Lord. Hallelujah. Right now in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we pray that you would go before all the graduates, those that are leaving the nest for the first time. We pray that you would just not allow the enemy to just tear them asunder limb from limb. We pray, Lord God, that they would be surrounded by mentors and people that will come along beside them and show them a more excellent way. Lord, I want to thank you for every foster parent, for every caregiver, for every first responder, Father God, in the name of Jesus. I want to, we want to just thank you, Lord God, for those doctors and those nurses. We thank you, Father God, for every person that has been vaccinated. And Lord, we know that that is their personal choice. But Father, we thank you for those that are obeying the CDC laws and that we are working together so that we all might stay healthy. Father, I just pray that you continue to have your way and continue to move. And we just glorify you right now for what we're already seeing you do. So we just give you all the honor and the glory and the praise in Jesus' holy and mighty name. We truly just want to say thank you, Lord. We glorify you, Lord. And we know, Father God, everything is going to be all right. Because if you're on the case, Lord, the case is closed. Hallelujah. Yeah. To God be the glory. Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. You have been listening to Prayer Changes Things. And we have heard the prayer warriors pray on tonight. I want to thank, first and foremost, Prophetess Kathleen Holloway for her beautiful testimony. I want to thank these mighty and anointed prayer warriors and servant leaders, Apostle J. Leon Travis, Apostle Edwin Holloway, and Apostle Zeta Flowers. I had the Apostle Posse in the house tonight. Glory to God. Hallelujah. That's some power right there. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. But we just praise God for all of you that tuned in to just sit and pray and to listen. And we pray that you were encouraged, that you were uplifted, and that your soul was truly blessed. We invite you to continue to walk with us here on the Spirit Alive Network because we are in full swing. On tomorrow, you can join us for Wounded No More, which is an awesome program where we talk about being overcomers in Christ. Hallelujah. Because God will turn every one of our wounds into wisdom, if we only let him. And then on Friday, join us for Every Man Standing in His Place with Pastor, my brother and pastor friend, Jeffrey Scott. Hallelujah. We have been, we want to thank God for what he's doing in his life, and the man of God still wants to be about his Father's business. So we're just glad that he'll be back on his post on Friday. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. So we just, again, we just pray that you continue to have a beautiful and blessed week, that you acknowledge Christ in all that you do, and from our household to yours. It is the fervent prayer of myself and every servant leader here that you be ye transformed. Good night, beloved, and God bless you. Good night, my beautiful family. I love you. God bless you.
Amen.
Good night, everyone. God bless you.
God bless you. I love you.
Bye.